God give us the miracle of natural immunity, and on Healthy Living, we discuss how we can help the body help itself through natural healing with plant medicine and other non-pharmaceutical alternatives.
Welcome to Healthy Living.
In today's world, our body's immune system is critical to staying alive and healthy. Find the best immunity system building products at greengoldnaturalhealing.com. My wife and I believe so much in these products that we became representatives in order to help others. Visit greengoldnaturalhealing.com. And as always, thanks again for listening and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.
Love your liver.
Yeah, liver is an interesting organ.
Okay. All right. So I left this one up to you, and you've been doing just a fantastic job doing this research into the health topics. Once we decided we were going to do this healthy living, You kind of embraced it, and someone said you're looking healthier today.
Yeah.
So that's good. And not healthier like a baby, because sometimes they say, oh, the baby's looking really healthy, which means he's looking right. I don't think she meant it that way when she said it to you.
No, she didn't.
Okay. You're looking good, sweetheart. Well, look at you. You're on camera. You're beautiful. Look at that. All right, let's get going on this. Did you know something? Oh, there we go. I'll let you do it.
For most, seeing your liver on your plate imparts immediate...
Hold on. Yuck.
Right?
Immediate disinterest. You're talking liver on my plate? I'm not going to eat liver, and now we're going to talk about it as an organ? Okay, but the liver is one of the most interesting organs of the human body, you have written here. This amazing organ weighs about 3 pounds and is the second largest organ in the body, second only to skin. Yeah, your skin. Of course, You knew that was the heaviest. The liver is also the only organ in the body that can actually regenerate itself.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
This is good news because the liver takes a beating every single day. Ouch. Working hard to protect us from the many toxins we are exposed to on a daily basis. A healthy life undoubtedly depends on a healthy liver.
Yes.
So now I know why you want me to love my liver.
Yeah. Did you know that 1 in 3 American adults have a liver disease? And 50% of Americans live with at least one of the leading risk factors for liver disease.
Did not know that.
Now is the time to educate yourself and take steps to protect your liver. There's a long list of toxins that are potentially hiding in your daily life. This means a healthy, functioning liver and elimination pathways are critical. And we've been talking about all the pesticides and stuff in our air and in our food. And The liver is what deals with that.
Right. It's the filter. It's the biggest filter.
Right. So.
What can we do?
Here are some tips. First.
Drink more water.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's one of our favorites, right?
Yep. Water helps flush the kidneys and bowels to enhance elimination.
Yes. Eat a high fiber diet. Toxins can bind to fiber to be eliminated.
And eat your greens. Reduce intake. Well, you know what? Reduce intake of red meat?
That's what it says. Reduce intake of red meat and dairy.
Okay, I'm going to have a conflict of interest on this one.
Yeah.
Got to have my steak.
Well, it's all about the alkalizing of your gut. So if you, as long as you eat things that can help keep your gut alkaline free, then the dairy and red meat can be balanced, right?
Okay.
But because especially Americans don't eat a lot of fermented foods or pickled foods, that kind of reduces that balance.
They need more of that?
Yes.
Well, also avoid reactive foods?
Yes.
Reactive foods. Foods you are sensitive to can slow down elimination and impair digestion. So if it's stopping you up or making you burpy or whatever, don't eat it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Unless you can find something that can help you. If you're just sensitive to something like we talked about before, you could probably assist it with an enzyme.
Ah, enzymes. We've got those.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you are actually allergic, stay away from it.
Okay.
Consider herbs to stimulate bile production.
Herbs. What kind of herbs? Did you have any specific or just ask your local herbologist.
Chola la gyogyu.
Oh, that's right. I told you I wasn't going to make you read all these words. All these words. Sorry. She looks at me. Chola gonku.
I tried to skip it so I wouldn't sound dumb. Thank you very much.
Well, we're together on that.
It's a specific kind that introduces the bile or helps stimulate your bile.
I wasn't looking up. I should have looked up. I thought there was maybe going to be a list. Anyway, moving on. Consume probiotics and probiotic-rich foods.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yogurt is one of those that is highly promoted as being probiotic. Mm. But there's a lot of sugar in most yogurts.
A lot of sugar. A lot. Way more than what we thought.
Rely on just, this is probiotic.
Yeah, no. No, if you want probiotics, you should talk to the Conklin Company and see Francis.
Yeah.
Francis from the Conklin Company. You should sponsor this podcast now that I mentioned you. Ching, ching. It was good seeing you at Kansas Ag Expo. But probiotics are what work with the body and the good bugs, the good gut bacteria, mm-hmm. to help digest your food. Versus antibiotics, which is actually the latest podcast you did last week, mm-hmm. on the dangers of antibiotics.
Right.
Those two things are opposites, and this is why probiotics are good.
Sauna therapy will help clear toxins through sweat.
Yeah, saunas are good. Mm-hmm. That's why, at least I heard. And consider enemas. Consider enemas or colon hydrotherapy to help clear toxins from the body.
In other words, it's all about getting rid of all of the
junk,
elimination. And if you think about it, where are your elimination pathways?
The colon, large or small intestine. Yeah.
The bladder. Mm-hmm. And of course, liver, the skin,
yeah.
mm-hmm. the sweat, through your sweat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And...
Oh, you're exhaling. Exhalation.
Right. Hmm. Which, that's why we were always so upset about the masking, is because you were getting rid of the elimination.
You were blocking your output, your exhaust. Okay, imagine this, guys. If we told all the police departments and all the ambulance drivers and all of the, you know, city officials and all those big wigs that were telling us to put masks on,
mm-hmm.
we should just tell them to stick a potato in their exhaust pipe.
Yeah, there you go.
And see how that works.
Won't work very long.
No output.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Right.
That would have been a really good thing if there would have been a potato vandalism outbreak. I think I'll plan it next time without telling anybody. I won't tell anybody. And I'm going to... Shh. Okay. Never mind. Oh, do we have anybody listening out there?
Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, often called NAFLD, is a liver problem that affects people who drink little to no alcohol. But in NAFLD, too much fat builds up in the liver. It is seen most often in people who are overweight or obese.
Hmm. It has no symptoms, but when it does, it could include fatigue,
not feeling well or malaise,
mm-hmm. pain or discomfort in the upper right belly area.
Well, that's where your liver is.
Mm.
Okay. Those are all ones that you can explain away. Right?
And then possible symptoms of cirrhosis too.
Right. So then if you don't treat it or help your liver, then you end up with the cirrhosis or severe scarring, which includes itchy skin, abdominal swelling, shortness of breath, swelling of the legs, spider-like blood vessels,
mm-hmm.
enlarged spleen, red palms, or yellowing of the skin and eyes, or jaundice. So prevention is the key.
Mm-hmm.
But even if your liver isn't healthy, there are still steps you can take to take care of it. If you support your liver, it can repair itself. So we have a video here that we're going to finish up with. Okay? This is one of our favorite channels. And Dr. Berg.
This is Dr. Berg. Here we go.
Right.
Today, we're going to talk about the best foods to clean out your liver. your liver is not necessarily dirty. Okay. It doesn't accumulate toxins. In fact, its main function is to detoxify toxins and poisons and chemicals, but it's not a storage facility for poisons and chemicals unless you have a fatty liver, because these toxins are stored in your fat cells. Now, when your liver gets inflamed, it heals with scar tissue and you can develop cirrhosis and you can lose function and create all sorts of issues. But the liver itself is not a reservoir for toxins. So I want to shift my talk into the best foods to reestablish the full function of your liver, to get your liver able to detoxify at the highest level. And you can totally do this with foods. So we're going to cover all those, but I want to first talk about the different functions of the liver, okay? It has the ability to detoxify. It makes bile. Bile is a detergent to help you break down fats and extract certain nutrients from fat. Your liver is a main producer of hormones. That's right. One being IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor number one. Now, what is that? That is a very similar hormone to growth hormone. Growth hormone is made by your pituitary gland. It's sent to the liver. It works through the liver. And you can kind of consider IGF number one as an extension of growth hormone. It performs very similar functions. So it has everything to do with helping you burn fat. It's a anabolic hormone, so it helps you build muscle. It has everything to do with building proteins. And it also can help tap into your fat reserves and your stored sugar reserves for fuel. Now, your liver also makes steroid hormones, okay? Like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, vitamin D3, which, by the way, acts like a hormone in the body. In fact, it probably is a hormone, but we classified it as a vitamin. And the other sex hormone is cortisol, the main anti-inflammatory hormone in the body, the main hormone that helps you adapt to stress. So without cortisol, your body can't adapt to stress and you're going to get really stressed out. In fact, 80% of the cortisol floating through your bloodstream originates from your liver. So all these steroid hormones come from this one thing, cholesterol. And so the liver is part of the building block of not just cholesterol, but a real key part in the creation of those hormones. And what's interesting is that people take certain drugs to block cholesterol, like statins. Well, guess what's going to happen to these hormones? You're not going to be able to make them efficiently. You're going to have all sorts of issues. And your liver makes a good portion of the cholesterol in your body. And take a wild guess what material it makes cholesterol from. If you guess dietary sugars, you are correct. So cholesterol is made from carbs. And cholesterol also makes certain proteins that transport things in the body, like cholesterol, like estrogen, like testosterone, different hormones. Because these hormones made from cholesterol can't travel that well through the blood, your liver packages them in proteins so they can be transported. So your liver has a post office function in that it is able to package certain things and send them throughout the body. Now, these proteins just don't transport certain things. They also buffer or regulate certain hormones. So if there's too much estrogen, for example, or too much cortisol, your liver will buffer that with these proteins to make sure that things are in balance. All right. So those are just some of the many functions of the liver. Your liver actually has 500 different functions. Now, before I get to the food, I just want to briefly mention the different symptoms that occur when you have damage to the liver. One would be itchiness in the body. Another one would be that your skin and the whites of the eyes turn yellow. That's called jaundice. The next one is lethargy. And then you have achy joints. So many people who are stiff and have inflammation in the joints really have a liver problem. Feeling nauseous is a big symptom of the liver. Having a lowered cognitive function could be liver related. And if you have gallstones, there's definitely a problem with the liver simply because the liver makes bile, and it's a deficiency of bile and a high level of cholesterol that makes you end up with gallstones. All right. So now let's dive into the best foods for your liver. Okay. Number one, cruciferous vegetables, okay? Talking about kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, radish, arugula, wasabi, mustard, mustard greens. They are all cruciferous vegetables. They are very high in a natural phytonutrient called sulforaphane. And sulforaphane helps to detoxify the liver. It helps the liver to get rid of inflammation. And inflammation leads to insulin resistance. It leads to high insulin. It leads to diabetes. And it can even lead to cancer. So sulforaphane is a really important liver protective compound. And it can also help if there's fat in the liver. And with enough sulforaphane, let's say, for example, if you drank too much coffee, sulforaphane helps to quickly detoxify things like caffeine, drugs, chemicals, and even poisons. Eating cruciferous vegetables with sulforaphane can even enhance the liver to the point of having an enhanced function of the liver, even 2 weeks after where you stopped eating cruciferous vegetables. So some of the effects from eating cruciferous vegetables extend into the future, even if you don't eat them. That's pretty cool. Now, if you consume cruciferous sprouts, okay, you get a major enhancement in sulforaphane, especially when we're talking about broccoli sprouts, radish sprouts, and even mustard seed sprouts. So sprouting is a very, very smart thing to do because all you need is just a little bit of those sprouts on your salad to create a huge effect. You see, one of the key enzymes to activate sulforaphane is destroyed with heat. So if you overcook broccoli or especially cauliflower, you're not going to be able to get this full magnitude of sulforaphane unless you at the same time add a little sprouts to your salad or a little bit of raw cruciferous, or if you added a little bit of mustard to your meal, because mustard has a lot of that enzyme, because it's a cruciferous, that will help activate sulforaphane in the food that is cooked. So this is just another reason why when you have a salad, you want to add different things to it, like sprouts. And there's many other phytonutrients in cruciferous vegetables that support the liver function, which also have a lot to do with decreasing complications from diabetes and free radical damage, and improving sensitivity to insulin, and improving insulin resistance, and just supporting your blood sugars. Personally, I consume a lot of arugula in my salads. So that is just loaded with those enzymes to activate sulforaphane. I also do a lot of raw cabbage, like coleslaw, for example, and sauerkraut, which is just loaded with the enzymes to activate sulforaphane. So out of all the things you can eat, cruciferous is at the top of the list. Now, the number two item is garlic. Now, garlic is something that is loaded with sulfur, and sulfur is a wonderful thing to detoxify the liver and also act as a natural antibiotic. So it's very, very antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. And garlic is really good for stripping off fat from your liver. And garlic also has a lot of vitamin B1 as well. I mean, garlic is just one of those superfoods. It's anti-inflammatory. It's a very powerful antioxidant, and it has huge anti-cancer properties. All right, the next one for the liver is turmeric, okay? Now, the active phytonutrient in turmeric is curcumin. Curcumin is just a powerhouse in reducing inflammation. There was someone recently who had lifelong headaches, okay? And they had to take copious amounts of Tylenol for years and years and years, and their liver has been going downhill. And so one of the key things that she did is started taking turmeric on a daily basis. And so not only did her headaches go away, but now going in the future, not having to take Tylenol, her liver is going to do much, much better. Now, one thing I want to say about the liver is that the liver is rugged. It's tough. It can bounce back unless it's completely destroyed. It only needs a little bit of itself to function. And a lot of people have destroyed a good portion of their livers, and they're able to exist and survive, which is quite amazing. But out of all the organs, the liver is the most robust. It can take a beating and it can bounce back. Now, turmeric can also detoxify heavy metals like lead, mercury, cadmium, and even arsenic. Turmeric helps to repair and regenerate liver function. Turmeric helps stabilize the mitochondria, which is why it's very anti-cancer, because the origin of cancer happens with damaged mitochondria. Turmeric is very heavily studied, especially in its ability to decrease fat on your liver. So if you combine a ketogenic diet, low carb, with intermittent fasting and turmeric and some of these other compounds, you are going to be in really good shape as far as having a healthy liver. Now, the next one on the list is beets. Beets have always been known to help detox the liver. They can help reduce liver enzymes. If the liver enzymes are high, they can help reduce them. The phytonutrients in the pigments in beets can help activate the release of bile salts, and that can help decrease the fat in your liver. But beets are hepatoprotective, which means they protect the liver cells, and they can significantly reduce inflammation in the liver. And if they can reduce inflammation in the liver, they can slow down the process of fibrosis and scar tissue and cirrhosis. Now, a question that people might have is, what about beets and being keto friendly? Is it going to spike my blood sugars? Well, if you don't juice beets and you have them steamed, there is some carbohydrates in there, but if you add the fiber in there, that will buffer the insulin response. And so in a half a cup of beets, you're looking at about only 6.7 grams of carbs, not terribly high. Now, the next food I want to talk about is mushrooms. Now, what's so important about mushrooms with the liver? Well, mushrooms are the food that has some of the highest amount of glutathione, and glutathione is the main antioxidant for the liver, especially if you do turkey tail mushroom and oyster mushrooms and other mushrooms as well. Mushrooms are hepatoprotective. That means they protect the cells of the liver. All right, now we get to avocados. Avocados are a great thing to consume to help repair and stabilize the liver. Avocados too are high in glutathione that support the liver. But the main thing about avocados is all you have to do is consume one avocado a week to see significant improvements in your liver function. Avocados are very, very anti-inflammatory, and inflammation in the liver leads to so many issues, including hepatitis, including fatty liver, as well as cirrhosis. So anything that can lower inflammation would be very good for the liver. And the last thing I'm going to recommend for the liver is extra virgin olive oil. Just a very small amount. In fact, just one little teaspoon in your salad dressing can create significant improvements in liver enzymes. Extra virgin olive oil decreases fat on your liver. It improves insulin sensitivity. It reduces insulin resistance. And it's a very powerful anti-inflammatory. So there you have it, the best foods to help support a healthy liver. And if you haven't seen some of my other videos on the liver, I created a playlist for you right here. Check it out.
He's got a nice long list of different videos, but those are 7 foods that you can help to support your liver. So, and that's what we've got for healthy living. Let's close this one on out.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Healthy Living, working together to find natural alternatives. For more information about products that will help you with healthy living, visit greengoldnaturalhealing.com.
You don't have to be middle-aged or overweight to have sleep disordered breathing. Children and young adults have sleep apnea too, and the effects of sleep deprivation on a child's behavior and ability to learn can be dramatic. At Western Sleep Medicine, we've helped diagnose and treat children as young as 6 years of age. If your child is a restless sleeper, if they snore or have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, please call Sweet Dream Sleep Service, because there is a possibility of an undiagnosed sleep disorder. Western Sleep Medicine, Western CPAP Supply, and Sweet Dream Sleep Clinic, quietly changing lives one night at a time.